From Mouthful Media.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
Hey, good Morgan.
Good morning.
China.
Yes.
Has the most countries touching its border at 14. Because it's a big place.
It is a big place.
Russia is second with 13. And yes, they touch each other. Russia and China, the borders do.
Touch each other.
Well, no, not like that. I knew you were going to say that. 9 of the 15 biggest hotels in the world, based on number of rooms, are on the Las Vegas Strip. 9.
Really?
9 of the 15 biggest hotels. I don't know which ones those are. Just saying.
I've never stayed in any of them.
No. I've stayed in Caesar's Palace.
Is that one of them?
Yeah, on the Vegas Strip. I don't think it's one of the largest, but...
Well, that's what I'm wondering.
I've stayed at Excalibur. Stayed at Mandalay Bay. It's pretty big. Apple started putting the letter I before their products when Steve Jobs introduced the iMac in 1998. It's been 21 years since the iMac was introduced. Huh. And you know what it stood for? It stood for five things. Five things. Internet, individual, instruct, inform, and inspire. That's what the I stood for. What's to imagine? There you go. All right, it is time for the Who Cares News. What's going on today?
In a recent Instagram live Q&A.
Yeah.
Actually, I have an iPod at work.
Do you? An iPod? Wow, you're old school.
Yes.
You are old school.
Well, because I don't want to just set my phone down and pick it up and have to turn it off every time I get up and walk around because I have to get up a lot.
There's something called the cloud.
In a recent Instagram live Q&A, Gwyneth Paltrow.
Yeah.
Oh, Gwyneth.
Yeah.
She was immediately offended when someone asked if she cooked.
Somebody asked her on Instagram if she cooked. Interesting.
Yeah, okay. Live Q&A.
Yeah.
Quote, okay. Do I actually cook? Yes, I effing cook. Unquote. Goop exclaimed that phrase, and then she went on to say, you think I would pretend to write cookbooks if I didn't cook?
Well, she's written a few. I'm not sure she's cooked any of that. But
so then Gwynnie praised all those watching that were sticking up for her.
Oh, yeah.
Before offering one last message
to the
person who posted the question. Thank you for defending me and blank that person.
Blank that person.
She said.
She said that, huh? She said blank.
You know, Gwynnie, I think you are part of the social media problem about just no filter.
I remember when she did write one of those cookbooks. We talked about this a few years ago. This is, it's all coming back to me now. How the recipes were just insane. The ingredients were stupid expensive. Nobody could afford them.
Of course.
Yeah. So it's like, yeah, okay.
She's written 5.
Wow.
Some of which are New York Times bestsellers.
Well, good for her, I suppose.
Whatever.
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 You know, when I think cookbooks, I don't instantly go to Gwyneth Paltrow. I just don't. I don't. I think, you know, well, if you're going to, you know, Martha Stewart or, you know, name somebody, Rachel Ray or any of these foodies, you know, yeah.
Yeah.
Even Guy Fieri, even though I don't consider him to be that much of a chef, but certainly not Gwyneth Paltrow.
That story,
yeah,
it just, that's the icing on the cake for me. The person asked a question. It's up to her to choose how she handles it. She didn't handle it very classily.
No.
Mohammed bin Salman,
a.k.a.
MBS.
MBS?
A.k.a. the Crown Prince of Saudi Arabia.
Oh, that Mohammed bin Salman.
Well, he's still suspect number one in a brutal murder of a journalist.
Well, that's lovely.
Yeah.
That's a lovely thought.
But it doesn't mean he's no longer a hit with the ladies.
What?
Yeah. Why do I even bring this up?
I don't know. Why?
Women are just nuts for a pretty face. Just come on now.
Ladies like the bad boys.
But that's just... nasty, Ben. Yeah. Anyway, there's a rumor going around. Rumors of lying that he's been spending time with none other than our expat, Lindsay Lohan.
Are you kidding me? Lindsay.
Well, according to a source, he's been flying her and flitting her around in his jets showering her with presents, including...
Oh, that's why.
...a gift-wrapped credit card.
Oh, my God. That gives new meaning to the whole old adage, you buy, I fly. Right? Uh-huh.
Now, Lilo's rep says they only met once.
But they've met. They've met.
They have
met, I can see
yes.
why the rumors would fly.
They met at a Formula One race about a year ago.
Okay.
And that MBS never gave her a credit card.
Oh, well. Not that we know of.
Now, Lindsay's friends say, not even sources, it says
Lindsay's friends.
They say that she's regularly courted by Middle Eastern dignitaries and that they go crazy for her over there.
Yeah, I could see that.
Is it the ginger?
I think it's the ginger thing. Mm. The size of her boobs probably has something to do with it,
maybe.
Too. Yeah. No, I think, well, you know, it's just, but she's weird.
She's easy.
She's super weird. Well, we don't know that for sure.
Not for sure.
You know, she goes around with like fake accents and the whole bit. And what's the thing on her head that she wears once in a while, making her look as Middle Eastern as she possibly can for a white girl. Man.
Well, you know what? She's a survivalist, that's for sure.
Well, if she can get a hold of the Crown Prince of Saudi Arabia to drive her around, as long as he's not in jail. But he's the Crown Prince of Saudi Arabia, so really, whether he's, you know, allegedly responsible for somebody's death or whatever, do you really think he's going to get punished?
No.
Yeah, me either. Okay. You know who's not in the Middle East and who's not taking credit cards from crown princes?
Huh, and who might that be?
That would be our very own Halle Berry.
Really?
She's,
I'm shocked.
Halle's on the up and up. I'm going to tell you right now, she's on the up and up. She knows. No, I don't know what the hell to say. But anyway.
You'd like to give her a credit card and jet her around.
No, I don't. I'd like her to give me a credit card and jet me around.
Oh, that's true.
All right, that's it for us today. We have overstayed our welcome. Have a great day. See you tomorrow. And
anyway, that's all the news you can care less about for today.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.